jungly smiles, it's like the radio. He whispers songs into my window in words that nobody knows. There's pretty girls on every corner, they watch him as he's walking home, saying, does he know? Will you ever know?
Medford Somerville. This is Sarah and Georgia, Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep.
Yay.
It's the last time you hear us say that this semester.
Oh my gosh. So true. I hadn't thought about that.
But we'll be back next semester.
Yeah. Back and better than ever.
Same station, not the same time.
Probably
maybe.
Not.
But maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, Sundays at 1 is a pretty good spot.
I feel like at first we were like, okay, Sunday at 1, not our first choice, but I think it's like really worked out.
Yeah,
like I like having this time.
It's a nice break in
it's
the
very
day.
Nice. Yeah. When do you leave for break? Remind me.
I leave very early Thursday morning.
Oh.
Like my flight leaves at 7.
That's so everyone's leaving so soon.
Well, because I don't have, I mean, it's different.
Oh.
I don't have any exams.
Yeah.
So
that's really nice. I'm leaving on the 21st. It's so far away that I don't even know what day of the week it is. Perhaps a Tuesday? I think I checked.
That sounds
right. Yeah, good. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. But the theme of today's episode, Do you want to speak a little bit on that?
If I may, I will speak now on the theme of today's episode.
And hey, I mean, you could be kind of fearless and speaking about it.
But
you
I'm
know
not gonna
what I
get
mean?
Kind of worked out. My face get kind of red.
Right. When I yeah. Get yeah. Emotional. And I you know, I think we're gonna talk a lot about stories, folklore, if you will. I like how long can we keep this going?
As a part of our like reputation as radio DJs,
our lovers of music,
lovers
if you
of music,
will.
If you will.
I don't know how to work 1989 into it. I can't do it.
1989.
It's too much.
Good year.
Great year. Great a lot year. Of things happened that year, including the birth of Taylor Swift. She was born that year, I guess. Right.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
It's called 1989?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about Taylor Swift today.
If you didn't guess.
Who else?
Already.
Yeah,
who
if you
else?
Couldn't put that together. Because who else? I mean, you know, we talked a lot about her during our Wrapped episode edition of the show. But I think this is an episode we've been wanting to do for a while. Yeah. Like, there's a lot to say. I think she features pretty heavily in our lives.
This is true.
Our, you know, sort of coming of age as well, our past and our present and our future, hopefully.
I was actually thinking about this the other day because I remember the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, there was all the like decade in music, kind of decade Wrapped, best albums, whatever, of the past 10 years. And I think it was like Pitchfork, something big. Maybe it wasn't Rolling Stone, but that sounds right. They were like, artist of the decade was Taylor Swift. And I remember, and I'm guilty of this, being a part of conversations that were like, why would they pick Taylor Swift?
Right.
Like, I don't get that choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now, even just, you know, what is this, a year later?
Right.
Now, I'm like, that was like the only choice.
It makes total sense.
Because like, if you think about her, like, trajectory over, you know, from 2010 to 2020, like that... I mean, 2020 and 2021 alone.
Right, exactly.
Like, wow.
That's something I've been thinking about a lot, is, like, I feel like that choice even predicted, like, how she would continue to, like, it's crazy that she's been so popular and has, like, gotten even more popular.
Yeah.
Like, even in the past year especially, I feel like, that I've been thinking about that a lot, just, like, the sort of resurgence that has happened recently and, like, reasons behind that and like what that means for her career or for you know for our culture, our society.
Yeah.
So maybe we can talk about that at some point. I think especially as like a longtime fan, I'm like it's just very interesting. I mean, you can't gatekeep Taylor Swift, the most famous woman in the world.
Like
that's not what I'm trying
Taylor
to do.
Swift, you know exactly who you're talking about.
But I just think that it's interesting to think about like, okay, why is it that more recently people are like, wow, I love her. She's great.
I think also her evolution as, like, an artist has a lot to do with that.
Because,
like, now Taylor, obviously she still has, like, the same overall, like, style. But I think just, like, her evolution as an artist is really cool to watch.
Yeah. And that's sort of what we've tried to put together in our little playlist for today is a little greatest hits kind of evolution through the years, through the albums. We just played Stay Beautiful from her first album, Taylor Swift.
Now, Sarah, that was your pick.
That was my pick.
What's the deal with Stay Beautiful?
Well, I think it's, like, when people talk about, you know, the debut album, I feel like Stay Beautiful, you know, no, why aren't we talking about this? Uplift, Stay Beautiful voices. So
you want to talk just, about it, Stay Beautiful?
Yes, exactly. I'll make an Instagram story about it. I think it's a great song. I remember after I went to Shakespeare camp, summer of 2017, after, like, the summer before senior year of high school, I had a crush on one of the camp counselors who was just, like, a year older, and, like, I thought he was so cool, you know, had all his lines memorized or whatever, and then the last day of camp, he asked for my number, and I was like, oh my god, okay, yeah. He lived in North Carolina. I lived in Oregon. So, like, that, it was, nothing Star was going to happen. Star-crossed lovers. And we, like, texted for a little bit, and then he, like, just ghosted me. And I was, like, I was actually crushed. I was heartbroken. And what got me through that time was this song, you know, because it, I think there are a lot of songs that are just, like, I'm heartbroken and I'm sad. But I like that this song has a layer of, like, you know, we're never going to get to be together, but the time that we spent was beautiful. And I hope you have a good rest of your life. You know, like something about that really, resonated with me.
That time at Shakespeare Camp, you know, I'll carry it with me forever.
Forever. I think about it all the time. And Cole, if you're out there, hope you're staying beautiful. Hope you're doing well. He actually goes to college in Ireland.
Whoa.
Which is kind of fun.
His Sally Rooney.
His Sally Rooney
vibes,
era. Like, oh my God. Could have been a normal people.
Probably wearing a cable knit sweater right now, like looking at the sea.
Probably.
He's probably listening to Stay Beautiful by Taylor Swift.
No, and he's thinking about me. Right, exactly. So that song just, you know, holds a special place in my heart. I mean, I feel like that album in general, like out of her albums, is not one that I like listen to that much.
Yeah,
what is your experience with that album?
Similar. I don't listen to it that much. I think the album cover is very silly to me, and
it
it's
is very silly,
making me want to listen to it. There are some like bangers on there, but I don't know, something about her like hair. Right. It just is very silly.
Yeah,
and I'm like, come on, this isn't you,
right?
You
like know? It's very commercial.
Yeah,
like in the way that she was very commercial and is. I think that, you know, something that
in a different way.
Yeah, in like a more indie kind of.
Yeah,
the girls
in a funny,
way.
Like, indie reboot of Taylor
right?
Swift, but
it's
she's still
weird.
A super popular
yeah,
singer.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me. But yeah, that album, we have Tim McGraw, Picture to Burn, Teardrops on My Guitar.
I mean, come on.
Like, what else? What else? Should Have Said No, Our Song, I'm Only Me When I'm With You. Like, a lot of great, great hits. And I remember when this album was, like, originally popular, whenever it came out. 2008 or something. Yeah, 2006.
Whoa.
But in the era right after, like, I listened to it a lot on my little MP3 player back in the day. So, you know, great album.
Great.
But I think now it maybe is not one I go back to all the time.
Yeah. Which,
but that's,
I mean,
okay.
Honestly, you can, like, if you can have an album with, like, Our Song and Teardrops on My Guitar on it and still say, you know, there's actually songs that I think are better on, like, as an album as a whole. And
right.
Like, whoa. Like, that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That says a lot.
That says a lot.
That's so
true.
Because
those songs are really good.
They're really good. Yeah. I think they're great songs. I love them. Up next, we have another classic, You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
From Fearless.
But I think I grabbed this off of Taylor's version.
Taylor's version, specifically.
Specifically. Just out of respect.
Right, yeah.
Remember when Taylor Swift wasn't on Spotify?
Yeah. Wait.
That was like a whole thing.
Wait, so true.
I think that was another reason why people were like, oh, she's so pretentious and annoying.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have any of her music on Spotify.
Wait, that like is blanked from, like, I did not even think about that.
It was like a thing. And then,
whoa.
Wasn't it like Beyonce, or like the Beyonce album that came out, like, wasn't on Spotify?
Yeah.
Lemonade wasn't on Spotify for like so long. Spotify's not great, but
no.
I feel like a lot of people use it. That was always surprising to me that big artists would be like, no.
Right? And especially, again, in a way that it's like a platform that more recently, like relatively recently, has like become more popular.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it makes sense that now they'd be like, okay, let's put our music on here. Anyway, we're going to get on with the music.
Yeah. We talked for so long.
We talked for so long. I mean, there's so much to say. We were just talking about this. There is a lot to say about...
Yeah.
This person, this career. We're going to try to narrow it down to some specific topics. But yeah, please enjoy You Belong With Me. Taylor's version by Taylor Swift.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do. 'Cause she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain.
Been here all along, so why can't you see you belong with me?
old town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that. Hey, what you doing with a girl like that? She wears high heels, I wear sneakers. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you, been used to know my place was the spot next to you. Now I'm searching the room for an empty seat. 'Cause lately I don't even know what page you're on. Oh, a simple complication. Miscommunications lead to fallout. So many things that I wish you knew. So many walls up I can't break through. Now I'm standing alone in a crowded room and we're not speaking. And I'm dying to know, is it killing you like it's killing me? Yeah, I don't know what to say since the twist. forget your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever. Your name.
So loud, but no one heard it.
was the very worst. When the flowers that we'd grown together died of thirst.
Losing. your friends were the night that we first met. Went home and tried to stalk you on the internet. Now I've read all of the books beside your bed. The wine is cold, like the shoulder that I gave you in the street. Cat and mouse for a month or two or three. Now I wake up in the night and watch you breathe. Hey! Kiss me once, cause you know I had a long night. Kiss me twice, cause it's gonna be alright. Three times, cause I waited my whole life. Jumped in first, I went into. I'm with you, even if it makes me blue. Which takes me back to the color that we painted your brother's wall. Honey, without all the exes, fights, and flaws, we wouldn't be standing here so tall. So, kiss you once, cause I know you had a long night. Kiss you twice, cause it's gonna be alright. Three times, cause you waited your whole life.
Hey guys.
Well, hey everyone. Sorry for the abrupt cutoff there. We're still learning how to be DJs.
Yeah, we still really don't know how to use the board and everything
It's always a learning process.
Yeah.
Learning curve. I mean, I also forgot that we had like a full year off. Like a year and whatever and a half off from our show. Crazy times. We played some songs.
Before we talk about the songs, I'm gonna read PSA.
Yeah.
This one's a hand washing PSA, and the picture on it is colored in really cute.
It is.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands. Covering any cover your couch with plastic. Covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. That was a struggle. We got
right.
through it.
No, we got there eventually. And it's true, you know? The message still stands.
Yeah.
Cover your couch.
And cover
wash
your cough.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
And there you go.
And there you go.
Well, okay. So the topics that we wanted to talk about. We were talking a little, you know, off the air.
Yeah.
About this. One thing I was thinking about that we were discussing was how it was cool to dislike Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Not to, like, separate myself from that, because I think, we, like, in 2013...
We all, like,
or whatever, like, it, you know, that was just, like, the thing to do. But I think just, like, psychologically, you know, socioculturally,
mm-hmm.
I think it's that was, like, an interesting moment, and how then, I mean, I, like, we were... I can't remember if we said this during the show or off air, but how the shift happened around, like, Folklore.
Yeah. I think we said that off
air. Right? Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that was when, yeah, we were saying, like, you know, that's when people were like, oh, she's actually good. Or I feel like there was a tone of, like, wait, we should take her music, like, seriously.
No, I was just going to say, you know? Like, the word serious is something that I would use, like, immediately thinking about, like, Folklore and Evermore. Mm-hmm. It was something that, like, I don't know. Like, I think people were like, oh, she's, like, a real artist now for some reason, even though she was doing, like objectively, like, the same thing that she had been doing, like, writing like, songs
very
and singing
similar,
them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, like, there's something to be said about, like, the style of the writing,
mm-hmm.
like, I think changed from previous albums to Folklore. But, I mean, in a way that, like, over time, artists change their writing style, you know? But it is interesting that this one was taken more, like less of a joke. Or, like, there was less there to, like, make fun of. Which I wonder, like... if that was, like, a kind of purposeful, like, branding thing. I mean, like, I'm sure it was. It all feels very calculated.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, oh, here's what people like listening to mm-hmm. now. You know, just in the way that music works that way. But, yeah, like, just the... I mean, I think that's something I noticed about Folklore. Like, I think that's when I was like, oh, I guess I'm, like, a fan of Taylor Swift in, like, a more consistent way.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, after that album came out.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was just, you know, with, like, Blank Space, for example, like, we were talking about, like,
great
the
song.
Line. First of all, great song, so good, but the line, Darling, I'm a Nightmare Dressed Like a Daydream, like, that's at so the time, silly. It was like, that's dumb. So like, what does that even mean? And I don't know if we have any songs from Reputation on here.
I didn't add any personally. Eek. Just not my favorite.
Right, and maybe we don't necessarily have the time to go into it. But, like, that album especially, I just remember at, like, whenever it came out, it was, like, so cool to be like, oh, this is so stupid, yeah, she's so silly, whatever. And now it's an album that I listen to, I'm like, this is kind of good, actually. So, like, sorry to break it to you, you know? Sometimes it's cool to like things that are cool already. But it's just, interesting shift.
I wonder also, so, obviously, Lover... was mm-hmm. I think that was the first album that she made that was, like, not with her former label, right?
I think so.
Where it was, like, you know, she's obviously doing the Taylor's versions now, and I'm pretty sure that Lover was the first one that she, like, made, like, kind of, quote-unquote, for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I think it's interesting that that is the first album that she made, because I feel like, stylistically, it's much more similar to, like, her previous albums, mm-hmm. rather than, like, Folklore and Evermore, which if you said Folklore was the first album, I'd be like, oh, this is the real Taylor Swift. But really, like, it's just her, like, experimenting and, like, kind of being able to do that, like, in her own, like, space.
Right.
Which is really interesting.
It
the thing that, like, Lover was, like, that first.
Yeah.
That first one.
No, that, I mean, I feel like that's the question of, like, authenticity or whatever in this writing. Like, the way that we're like, oh, Folklore, yeah, like you said, is like the real, like she's expressing real emotions, real stories, which I think we were saying this off the air too. Like, an interesting thing is also, like, you know, how her whole thing is like she's in relationships all the time with all these famous men, and how, like, you know, she's been in, like, a long-term relationship with the same person for many years, and how that sort of coincides with the, like, Lover, Folklore era. Like, I wonder if that's part of it too, of like, oh, we can take her seriously now because she's not going from, like, relationship to relationship, like, in the way that, you know, the world, you know, women are judged in the world. Have you heard sexism?
I heard that crazy
concept,
but, you know, Taylor Swift taught me that women can do anything.
Exactly. So I don't know, I feel like there's something there. Like, it sounds very cliche, but I think that's part of, like, how we can, like, take her seriously now. It's like, oh, she's, like, settled down. you know.
And I think it's interesting also, I mean, to kind of go even further into the present, where with Red Taylor's version coming out very recently,
mm-hmm.
people, I think I heard a lot of people saying like, oh, I always loved this album. I always loved it, yeah. even when it came out. When I feel like Red got a lot of heat.
Like, no, you did. I didn't love it at
like,
first.
Like, people either. Thought it was very cringe. Mm-hmm. People thought it was
I thought
very
it was bad.
And I think it's also, like, the idea of, like, the, like, From the Vault. Like, with, like, yeah. Fearless Taylor's version mm-hmm. and Red Taylor's version. So it's, like, old songs that she just didn't release. But people are like, oh, this is so good. And I'm like, right. but if she'd released them at the time, like, wouldn't have gotten like, the same no. treatment. People would have been like, oh, this is just another right. Taylor Swift song.
Exactly.
Kind of
right.
There's so many layers.
There's so many
she's
layers.
She's so
to it.
Complex.
No, she really is. It's true. I mean, for like the amount that people talk about her, I feel like there's still always more to say.
Yeah.
I feel like the like just also the like the layers there of like the like symbols or like the Easter eggs in like all her videos or yeah. whatever, like in the things that she posts or says, like that's very intriguing to me. Like as someone who doesn't really like. Pay attention to that necessarily, but then like sees all the theory
yeah.
on TikTok, the discourse, you know, yeah. The Taylor Swift cinematic
universe.
It's like, universe.
Oh, she's releasing this on this day because right. she like went to a store like right. on this day 5 years ago, and I'm like, whoa, like,
okay, sure, crazy. Right, like I believe you. And then they're like, they're usually right.
No, I think
like,
it's funny
because
I think she probably did that once, and then people like got really into uh-huh. it, and then I feel like she gets really into right. doing it now,
like knowing that people
like,
will be like
I
looking
think it
for
was
it.
When like Fearless. Taylor's version was coming out and she was mm-hmm. like posting all this stuff about like scrambled letters and she's like
yeah.
what's the first song gonna
yeah.
be, and I was like oh my god it's
and
this song it's
the
that
first
song.
TikTok I saw where people were like unscrambling the letters, I was like this has to be fake, like this can't be real, and then it was, and then the people like got it right, I was like oh my god, that like she just knows her fan base so yeah. well. It's crazy. I feel like that's an interesting thing, it's like she makes it feel so personal,
yeah,
even though like so many people like it's not personal, like it's not for me,
yeah,
you know, but it kind of feels that way. Well, I think, you know, maybe we'll get back into the music again. There's
yeah.
so much to say.
So much to say. It's hard to stop.
It's hard to stop talking.
Yeah, let me just log back into
the- yeah, but you know, I feel like again I can't even count myself in the like I've always been a fan
yeah.
and you guys just didn't see it.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like,
you know,
what's interesting to me also is, like, obviously, Taylor Swift songs are everywhere, but I feel like the most time I ever listened to Taylor Swift, like, in a concentrated setting was when I was at summer camp, which was all girls. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a very different environment to listen to Taylor Swift in, because mm-hmm. we just, like, loved the songs, that they were fun.
Right.
And there wasn't really that, like, oh, she's so
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, that kind of pressure with, mm-hmm. like, other people.
Right.
Men.
Men, huh?
They're like, oh, right. she's so cringe.
Yeah, I mean, I think this take is a little tired, but like the whole thing of like whatever teenage girls like is what society dislikes, you know,
it's
which
true.
Is like true,
and yet it's what sells the most,
right? I know, it's
like people target
thing.
Teenage girls in their marketing, but then also they like know that people are gonna hate it because
teenage girls
but
like
it's gonna
it.
Make them like it more.
Right, right, it's an interesting, like there's a lot there to unpack.
Yeah,
but you know, not necessarily an unpacking we have time for here
yeah,
in our last 5 minutes of Granola Girls. Again, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. I think we have time for another song or two
another
to close us out.
Well, okay,
we have
so
to narrow it
we
down.
Have, we have a lineup here that is quite heavy, and I don't know. We have Folklore, we have Evermore, and of course we have Red Taylor's version in the what's left of our queue. So I don't know, Sarah, do you...
You know,
have
maybe
a particular...
maybe let's go with August, you know, and see what where we go.
And
see
where, see we
where
go.
That takes us.
Yeah. All right. This is August by Taylor Swift.
Salt air and the rust on your door. I never needed anything more or whisper. Are you sure? Never have I ever before. But I can see us lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see us twisted in bedsheets. August slipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine.
sun, wishing I could write my name on it. Will you call when you're back at school? I remember thinking I had you, but I can see it's lost in the memory. August slipped away into a moment in time, 'cause it was never mine. And I can see us twisting in bed sheets, August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. Never mind. And I can see us twisted in bed sheets, August sipped away like a bottle of wine, 'cause you were never mine. 'Cause you were never mine. Never mine. Do you remember? Remember when I pulled up in second?